meet his friends. This year should be a special for Rabbi Norman and Marasi Sheyichu. Nishmas, Maras Esther Basar Shmuel. Maras Chana Basar Mitzukiyona, Maras Altachana Basar Meir Zev. And this is based on Torah that I received from Moiva Rabbi, Agon Agod Ruchai Meir Harwit Shlita. This past week's parasha, Parashas Kisetze, we learned that Katzosis Kapel Asachus Eincha, when a woman is being a Rodefes, so her hand should be cut off, don't have mercy. So from this we learn that one has to save a Nirdaf if somebody's life is being endangered by someone else. One has to save the Nirdaf, the pursued one, by neutralizing the one pursuing him or her. Like the Rambam writes, and say for a mitzvah says in Resh Mem Zayin, Chinuch and Mitzvah Taf Resh. It also says, Ki kasher yakom isha reyo ritzachon nefesh kin adavar hazeh, that it compares killing and arayos. And the Gemara learns in Sanhedrin 73a, that harodef achar ha'erva, lavoyle, a man is running after a woman to have relations with her, Matzilin Osa Binafsho Shel Harodef. The Rodef may be killed in order to save the Nirdefes from this fate of Gili Arayos. So those are the two Yesodas of the Shir, and we are going to say a huge Chiddush and see if what the Olam says, if it's miskabel or not, is again a huge chiddush, and it requires seven hakdamos. Number one, we paskin that chayvim misis beizdin sheziku pturim mishum dekim lebi derabim ine. Afilu chayvim misis shogin, we say kim lebi derabim ine, that you only get the bigger punishment, not the smaller punishment. So chayvim misis beizdin that also do hezek, monetary damage are pater because of kim lebi derabim ine. And even if a person's chayv misa, because he did it when he did it b'shogeg, meaning he was over an avera that one is chayv misa for, but he did it b'shogeg, we still say kim lid rabbi nei Rabbi Kiva Eger in his chedushin to ksubis lamed amid beis dibur maskel Rashi dibur maskel ve'i writes odi yesh lomar da'afim chayv ekrisis shogin p'turim mekomukom ba'anus lavdin iser misa yesh bo da'anus menatara motiv lavar klom and afkamina l'didan. It's a very interesting suffix of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and that is that if someone is over on a chiyuv misa, on a ver for which one is chayuv misa, he's over be'ones, does he have to pay? He suggests maybe not, because he didn't do anything. So is mistapik b'minchas chinuch and mitzvah tzadi vav, that if a person's anus lavor al'achas migim al'aver is for'avar v'lo ne'rag, if he was honest to be over one of the big three, and he was a Nerag, and at that time he was Mazik Mamon, Rabbi Kiva, the Minchas Chinuch, like Rabbi Kiva Eger was Mistapik, do we say, Kim Leib, the Rabbi Mineh, that he's Patur from Chivay Mamon? That's the first Hakdama. The second Hakdama is what we see in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, that a Rodiv Acharvera was Mana Radifa, Hizik Mamon Chavera Patur, Mishom the Kim Leib, the Rabbi Mineh, Shemeschai Vinafshu, Shereinitan Latzilo, Vinafshu. That a person's running after his friend to kill him, and bizmana radifa, he caused monetary damage, he's pater, because kim lev ramine mischayv benavsho, because he could be killed at this time that he's doing the damage. He could be, when he's running after his friend to kill him, he's allowed to be killed, so therefore the damage, the monetary damage he does, he's pater for. So we learn in the first takdama, a person does a chiyuv misis beizdin, and he's mazik, he's pater al tzkim lev derabim ineh, even shogeg, and we were clearing ones. And now we're asking about a person's rodef, his friend. So we also know kim lev derabim ineh. Now not that rodef, we say kim lev derabim ineh, it's not because he's chayev misa al avera deritzicha. It's not because he's chayev misa for this avera of killing somebody. That's not true, because it wasn't yet over in the iser of ritzicha. Moreover, afila rodef ba'ones gam or nami mitzvah hargo, even if a person's rodef, the ones gamor it's still a mitzvah to kill him, like we see by an ubar who's endangering his mother, a fetus is endangering his mother, we kill the ubar. The Rambam writes in the first parak of Bilchus Vitzeach Halacha Tes, the reason is, since he's a rodef, even though ein lecha onus gadol mizeh, it's not his fault. It's no greater onus than that. So from the fact that we see that a rodef bonus na minitan latzilu benavsho, that a rodef bonus, you can kill him in order to save the nirdaf, it's not because he's doing an avera that there's a chiyuv misa for. The reason is because we say kim leiv derabimine kevin shehutu damo, since his dam is mutter, the mitzvah biyad kol echad lahargo, it's a mitzvah for everyone to kill him to prevent him from doing the avera. It's like his chiyuv misa la kol echad v'yisrael. So that's why a rodef is chiyuv misa. It's not because we don't say kim leiv derabimine and he's chiyuv misa because he did an avera for tzicha. No. It's not because of the Avera, because even if he's not doing an Avera of his honest, he's still, you have to kill him, because he is a Chi of Misa, that everybody has to kill him in order to save the Nirdaf. Tosin Sanhedrin, Ein Gimel Amid Aleph, Dibur Maschal Atzila writes, that we say, the Rodef Nil Tzil Ben Afshar, Hanu Lahatzila Rodef Mimaisa Avera. That we're trying to save the Rodef from this Avera. That's what it means, Nitan Latzila Ben Afshar. And what Tosin wants to say is that the will of the Torah is to prevent a Maisa Avera Ritzicha, and even a Katan who's killing is also considered a Maisa Ritzicha, and therefore there's even a Rodef if he's a Katan. And we find even greater than this, that even when you want to save the Nirdaf, you don't have to kill the Rodef. You can save him with one of the Avarim. You can shoot the Rodef in the arm. There also we say kim leiv derabimine kidemuchach, or from what the Mishnah Lamelech writes in the 8th parak of Chof Matzik Halacha Yud, that a rodef, that we can save him with one of his evarim, you're not allowed to kill him. So this is only legabe adam acher, but the nirdaf, the one who's nirdaf himself, the one who's being pursued himself, famous Mishnah Lamelech, doesn't have to be medakdek, and he's allowed to kill the guy. And Rabbi Akiva Eger there in the Gilyon brings the levush, the lechatchila, the nirdaf doesn't have to be medakdek. If nitan latzilo bechav meivar, the nirdaf has a special rule. Frek Rebbe Kiva Eger, so then why don't we say kim leiv derabimine? So from the Gemara it's muchach that if nitan latzilo bechav meivar, we don't say kim derabimine, we say kim derabimine, because the guy's chayv misa. So we see from the kash of Rebbe Kiva Eger that even where the rodef is not chayv misa, because nitan latzilo bechav meivar, nevertheless, since for the nirdaf it's mutter to kill him. So in such an instance, hayam in hadin, it should very well be that we should say kimle b'derabimine. So you see, the second hakadama is that we say kimle b'derabimine, not alts onesh, even when he's not chayav misa, just the very fact that he can be killed, that is enough to say kimle b'derabimine, even if he's not getting it alts onesh. It's Akdama number 2. Akdama number 3 is that we say in Sanhedrin Pei Aleph Amar Aleph that Bo'ol Aramis Kanaim Poginbo, that if somebody has Bia with an Aramis, the din is that Kanaim Poginbo, that zealous people may kill this person who's publicly engaging in a forbidden act of relations with a Gentile woman. Rabbi Akiva Eger and Ksubas Chavtes Amar Aleph Digmas Chavalakusis writes that since there's a din of Kanoim Poginbo, we say Kim Levid Rabimine, and if Bishas HaBeila he's Mazik Mamon, he does monetary damage, he's Pater, because we say Kim Levid Rabimine. Now Bo'ol Aramis Ein Masa Avera Chiyuv Misa, because this is not an Erva, this non-Jewish woman is not an Erva, just an Isra Lav. So he can't be done kim leiv derabimine because he's over in avera sheish bo misa, doesn't have a misa, it's only a lav. So it must be that since we have to prevent him from the avera through this pegiya, for this reason we say kim leiv derabimine, since b'shas avera hutar damo, and even though the avera itself doesn't have a chiyuv misa, the avera itself isn't misa mitzad atzma, you just have to prevent him by misa, and that's enough to say kim leiv derabimine. Terrific. That's akdama number 3. Akdama number 4 is that we say that rodev achachaver nitan latzilu benavsho, that if one is running after his an erva, rodev achare erva, you can save her by killing him. Yesh listapik, what's the din if somebody's anosal radifa? If somebody is forced to do the radifa, can you still save this woman by killing the rodef? And it's tadei asafekar. Is the yisod adin to be monea the rodef from averus gilei arayos, and be honest, there's no avera of gilei arayos? Or do we say no? Maybe the yisod adin is today in order to save the nirdefes, the pursued woman, from this pagam, from this terrible blemish of being raped by this man. And therefore, on that side, you'd be allowed to kill him. V'yeshlev, shall we give you poshet this suffix from the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot, Reish Tzadi Gimel, Shigam Katan, Harodef Achar Anara, Matzil and also Benavsho. You're allowed to kill a katan who's running after Anara to rape her. Ayem Divrei Minchas Chinuch, V'mitzvot Hafreish, Oschess. Now, a katan is not a bar avera. And with that, even though he's not a bar avera, because he's only a katan, Matzil and also Benavsho. So, Smuch, the Yisod Adin is Hatzalas Hanaira to save her from the Begam. The Yisod HaDin is not out to the Avera. The Yisod is to save her from the Pagan. If it was out to the Avera, you wouldn't be allowed to kill a cotton. But the fact that you're allowed to kill a cotton, who's Rodef Achar Anara, it must be that the Yisod is to save the girl from the Pagan. And therefore, Rodef Achar Erva, the Ones, Anos La'al Radifa, you would still kill the guy because you still have to save her from the Pagima. That's Hakdama number 4. Can also be proof from the Shiltas, but we'll skip that proof. Number 5 that we say in Sanhedrin 9 Dalet Amud Aleph, Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ha'oved Avod Zar Nitan Latzilo Ben Avshu Mikal V'Chomer, Ma Pekam Hedjo Nitan Latzilo Ben Avshu Pekam Bo'elo Kolshken. If somebody is Oved Avod Zar, you can save him, because just like a Pekam Hedjo Nitan Latzilo Ben Avshu, when one is being pogame in a regular person, an erva, for example, Nitan Latzilo Ben Avshu. So Pekam Gavol, one is being Ovid of Zara, and one is Pogim in Shemaim, one is blemishing Chas V'Shalom, Kiviyachol, the Almighty, the Above, so Lo Kol Shekein. And they get, so therefore, Nitan Latzilo Ben Avshu, you're allowed to kill the guy before he's Ovid of Zara. Frak the Gemara B'chiyon Shem and Adin, there's a Kal V'Chomer. Do you give an onus from a Kal V'Chomer? The Gemara says, yeah, according to this opinion, you do give an onus from a Kal V'Chomer. So Yishle Stapik, that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says that Nita Avodah Vodazar Nita Latzilah Benavsho, is this Dafka Avodah Vodazar been mazed because of Chumas Havera? Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to prevent them from the Havera even Bichdei Vodchayev. But if a guy forces him to Avodah Zara, Afogav Shiharik Vayavor Lo Katli Lei Odil Megam Hecha Da Anusal Zem Mikom Mikom Averus Vodazar Miyaika Megam Zem Nita Latzilah Benavsho. So it's pshat that because of Chumas Havera, and that's only when he does it been mazed, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you can save him from this terrible avera even by killing him. But if a goy forces him, then even though Yaharik Vayavor he is not killed when he goes to the avera, we say no, but even when he's honest on this avera, nevertheless the avera of Avodah Zarah is still there. There is still an Avodah Zarah, even though it's not so chamor because he's honest. But do we say that there's still an avera of Avodah Zarah because he's still serving the idol and he's still commanded Yaharik Vayavor? And therefore you're still out of the matzil osa benafsho. So it would appear that we can prove that afilu ba'ones kainu, that even ba'ones nitan latzila benafsho, because Reb Shimon learns this from a pagam gavomi pagam hedyot. In other words, if somebody's running after a naira, after an erva, nitan latzilo benafsho. So we prove that even harodef ba'ones achar hanara nitan latzilo benafsho. So imkain hu adim pagam gavo, just like ba'ones we proved before that if somebody's forced to run after this naira, after this erva, to rape her, you can kill the guy. So too, if there's a kal v'chomer to pagam gavoa, pagam hedja to pagam gavoa, so too, if one is going about ones to serve avodah zara, one is allowed to kill him. That's the whole basis for Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's kal v'chomer. And even if we say that the Pagam Hedyot is Rodef Achver Lahargo, so Rodef Bonus also, we saw before, the Nitan Latzilo Benavsho, like we see by Kotna Rodef Achver Lahargo, Nitan Latzilo Benavsho, even though there's no Maisa Averi, he's only a Kotna. So you see that it's even if it's done Be'ones, and it's not because of the Chomer Avera, but because of the Etzem Maisa of this Pagam, one is allowed to kill the person who's going to be Ovid of Azara, even if it's being done Be'ones. Givaldix, that's Hakdama number 5. Now we get to Hakdama number 6. A Eishlastapik, Ladas Rashbi, that we just learned, that Ovi Avrazar, Nitin Latzila Benafshu, what would be the din, Ovi Avrazar, Bosa's man, Hizik Mamon. Let's say a person Ovid Avrazar, and then he was Mazik Mamon. Do we say Kim Lid Ramine? So, but Ovid Bemazit, it's Pashit, there's an Aver Safed Azara, and it's Aver Shishba Mises based in. So, our suffix is, but Ovid Bonus, if he's Ovid Avrazar Bonus, because we have Aver Shishba Misa, less Lan Ba, Lahach Gisa, the Chaibi Mises Onsen, like a Kim Lid Ramine. Me name a came in the Nitan Latzila Benafshu, and Kane Habi Kitina, the Kanaim Pogan Bo. So let's say a person is being forced, but honest, to serve Avodah Zarah. Because of an Avera Sheyesh Bamisa, you can't say that it's Kim Levi D'Rabbi Minei. According to the Tzad, that Chayve Misa's Onsen, there's no Kim Levi D'Rabbi Minei, and here's an honest. So do we say that you're right, Mitzad, the Etzem Avera, he's not going to be Chayev Misa, because he's honest? But maybe, since Nitan Latzila Benafsha, since self, he can be killed for doing this Avodah Zarah Ba'ones, so it's like a din of Kanayim Pogenbo, and like the din of Rodef, that since Hutter Damo, we say, his Dam is Mutter, we say, Kim Lev D'Rabbi Minei, and he's Pater for any Mamandika Ones, any Mamandika Hezek. Well, Pshuto, we can learn from Baal Aramis the Kanaim Pogimbo. And Riki Vager says that Hutter Damon, and we say Kim Levi D'Rabbi Minei. Now there is only a lab. He's not Chayiv Misa. So what do you see? Just the fact that Hutter Damo is enough to say Kim Levi D'Rabbi Minei. And every Rodef She'eno Nerag Mishum Maisa Avera El Mishum Atzemes Anirdaf, we say Kim Levi D'Rabbi Minei. Every Rodef who's not killed, because the Etzem Maisa Avera, but rather Mishum Atzelus HaRot Nirdaf, like we learned earlier, we still say Kim L'Rabbi Minei. So here also, the fact that he's not doing an Avera which would warrant Misa is not, doesn't bother us. He's still going to be Pater Mitzad Kim L'Rabbi Minei, because Hutter Dama, his blood is permitted, and then like in all the other cases, because someone's blood is permitted, this Kim L'Rabbi Minei, so too here. So those are six hakdamos to the yisod that we want to say. And Mirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we will learn the seventh hakdama, and then we will get to the bomba, the bomb that we'd like to drop. B'li neder b'siyata d'shmaya, and we will see continued nefilos in Yitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.